By the time the patches of goldenrod and aster invade the abandoned fields, the nesting season for birds has about run its course. Any young hatched after this point face a very uncertain future. It is time many of our bright songsters seem to disappear. Male indigo bunting, scarlet tanager, and goldfinch will be trading their striking nuptial plumage for a more subdued wardrobe in which they resemble a female. One of the tardiest nesters in our abandoned fields and hedgerows is the goldfinch. Think of it. In late June, you observe crowds of the dapper little finches foraging among the field flowers. But as the thistles begin to bloom and set fruit, a change occurs. The gangs seem to disband, and the persistent searcher will begin to find in the shrubby field margins their compact little cradles felted neatly of fiber and down. On closer investigation, we might find the fibers to be those stripped from the stems of last season's milkweed and downy lining to be crafted of milkweed and thistle down. For all of that, there will be a few lingering nests still active in September, and ripening sunflowers will be visited by some still brightly colored males. Everyone, it seems, even those whose songbird IQ is very low, responds to the golden color of these bouncy little birds. But the males do have other distinguishing markings, including black cap, wings, and tail, and a white rump. The female has much more somber dress, olive or dull yellow, where the male is bright gold, with dark wings and tail, but without the male's distinctive black cap. Every male and female has prominent white wing bars, as well as some white tips and fringes on wing and tail feathers. Color aside, the bird is not particularly spectacular, and many people have difficulty in relating the winter goldfinch, which dotes on Niger, with that bouncy, bright, gregarious sprite of spring and summer fields. The bird is tiny, less than 5 inches long. Its wild canary song is energetic, but not really loud, and its flight notes, which many say repeat its nickname, chicory, are high-pitched. As has been noted, the goldfinch delays its nesting until early July, when thistle or milkweed down and seeds are available for nest building and for food for the young. The nest is a work of art. The bird, by weaving and compression, builds a remarkably trim little cup of fibers and down bound together with spider webs or cocoon fibers. The site is usually a small bush or sapling where good vertical forks are available, into which the downy baskets may be lashed. Those nests located in larger trees may be tied to a well-formed horizontal fork. Height above the ground varies, depending perhaps on the size of the chosen tree or shrub, but most are lower than 15 feet, and many are located at eye level. The nest is always well concealed by foliage. Incubation takes about 12 days, and the sparsely fuzzed, minuscule hatchlings are blind and helpless when they hatch from the egg. They will be fed insects and partly digested seeds by both adults. During nest building, the male is largely an interested observer, except for his periodic feeding and frequent serenading of his mate. At hatching, he begins to bring food both for the young and the female, who soon after begins to forage for food with her mate. The young grow rapidly and are able to fly and leave the nest in 12 to 14 days. At this point, they closely resemble the female. They are soon on their own, feeding heavily on thistle or other small weed seeds. When sunflowers ripen, they may transfer en masse to this ample food source. Following nesting, the male seems to disappear. Actually, both sexes undergo a complete molt, and the males become indistinguishable from the females. It is this condition that they visit feeders in winter. As the molt is completed, they join together in small flocks, in which they may be found throughout the winter and into spring, when the bright male plumage appears again and the wild energetic song is again heard from shrub or treetop. Then it won't be long before the thistles bloom and the nesting begins again. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.